Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Ninginem Hangsing with the evening bulletin. The headlines. India's GDP grows to a five-quarter high of 7.8% in first quarter of financial year 2025-26. Kezoma Village organizes first edition of Millet Festival. Vike Hosu highlights importance of balancing modern and traditional farming. Prime Minister Narendra Modi concludes two-day productive visit to Japan. And Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla calls for setting up SC and ST welfare committees in all states. Now the news in detail. India's real gross domestic product, GDP, is estimated to grow by 7.8% in April to June quarter of financial year 2025-26 at a five-quarter high. In the fourth quarter of the last financial year, the GDP had grown by 7.4%, whereas the same stood at 6.5% in the first quarter of previous fiscal year. According to the quarterly estimates of GDP for first quarter of current fiscal, released by the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, nominal GDP has witnessed a growth rate of 8.8% during the same period. Welcoming the growth figures, Union Minister Hardeep Singh Puri said India is not just the world's fastest growing large economy, but these figures are remarkable in themselves.
Our economy was in 2014 $2 trillion. We were in the 11th stand in the world. हम फिर पांचवें स्थान पर पहुंचे, आज चौथे स्थान पर हैं, पर कुछ ही समय में हमारी जो अर्थव्यवस्था है जीडीपी विश्व भर में तीसरे स्थान पर आएगी.
Union Minister for Commerce and Industry Piyush Goyal said India is a global growth engine fueled by reforms and resilience.
भारत एक ऐसा उभरता हुआ देश है जिसकी इकोनॉमी जिसमें अपॉर्चुनिटीज इतनी बड़ी मात्रा में बढ़ने वाली आगे आने वाले दिनों में कि यूरोपियन यूनियन हो एफटीए का सऊदी अरेबिया के साथ भी चर्चाएं चल रही है वो तो चाहते हैं छह के छह खाड़ी के देश एफटीए में एक साथ आ जाए पूरी दुनिया आज आपके साथ व्यापार बढ़ाना चाहती है ये भारत के निर्णायक नेतृत्व में है ये जादू आप सबके सामर्थ्य में आपकी काबिलियत में है ये जादू आप सबकी मेहनत और पसीने में है.
The first edition of Kezoma Village Millet Festival, organized by Kezoma Village Council in partnership with the Department of Agriculture and supported by the Department of Tourism, took place today at Zake Ground of the village in Kohima District. Speaking at the festival, President of the NDPP Agri and Allied Organization, Y. Vike Hosu, highlighted the importance of balancing modern farming with traditional jhum cultivation. He emphasized that while modern farming practices are essential, jhum cultivation remains a vital part of the Naga identity and should not be forgotten.
It is attached to our culture and to our tradition. Itu naharabo lagibo amikan. Itu amikan laga identity to jhum cultivation te attached korigena asire. Itu karne no matter how much you pursue your modern farming, which is very essential now, but at the same time, let us not forget and let us not drop our jhum cultivation. I mean, jhum cultivation be equally important or if not more important, brah, loigene jabo lage.
Mr. Su further highlighted the growing recognition of millet as a rich man's food, a significant shift from its past perception as poor man's food. He pointed out millet's increasing popularity due to its health benefits and high nutritional value. Su praised the villagers of Kezoma for organizing the festival, calling it an important achievement for the community. He urged the Kezoma farmers to continue cultivating millet, emphasizing that it is a step towards sustainability and growth and has the potential to elevate the village to new heights. During the festival, millet and other organic vegetables produced by the village were sold along with other activities. The millet available during the sale at the festival was harvested in the month of July this year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi concluded his productive two-day visit to Japan today. After attending the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit on the first day, PM Modi met with the governors of 16 prefectures in Tokyo during the day. Prime Minister highlighted the potential of the state's prefectures' collaboration and urged action under the State Prefecture Partnership Initiative launched during 15th Annual Summit for shared progress. Mr. Modi urged the governors and Indian state governments to leverage the new initiative and forge partnerships in the fields of manufacturing, technology, innovation, mobility, next-generation infrastructure, startups and SMEs. He also invited the governors to participate in India's growth story. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has called for setting up committees of state legislatures on the welfare of the scheduled caste and scheduled tribes in all the states and union territories. Speaking at the valedictory session of the two-day national conference of chairpersons of the committees of parliament and state legislatures on the welfare of the scheduled caste and scheduled tribes at Bhubaneswar today, Mr. Birla said the parliament committee must recommend for such committees in the states. He said during the two-day meeting, the parliament committee has decided to ensure benefits of different schemes of the centre and states are made available at the grassroots level and proper expenditure of budgetary provisions for these classes of the society. Mr. Birla also said a roadmap is being prepared to bring a society of equality so that the dreams of Baba Saheb B.R. Ambedkar can be realised by the year 2047.
भुवनेश्वर एजेंडा 2025 जो देश के अनुसूचित जाति के कल्याण के लिए एक ऐसा रोड मैप बनेगा कि हम 2047 तक जो बाबा साहब अंबेडकर का विचार था एक समतापूर्वक एक न्यायपूर्ण समावेशी समाज का निर्माण उसको निश्चित रूप से पूरा कर पाएंगे.
More than 120 delegates from across the country, including chairmen and members of such committees from different states, attended the conference. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has stressed that self-reliance in defence is not merely an option but a condition for survival and progress. Addressing a defence conclave in New Delhi today, he said the government believes that self-reliant India can safeguard its strategic autonomy. Highlighting the success of Operation Sindoor, Mr. Singh said, "This operation is a shining example of the country's growing indigenous defence capabilities."
जो ऑपरेशन सिंदूर दिखने में तो केवल कुछ दिनों का युद्ध और भारत की विजय तथा पाकिस्तान की पराजय की कहानी यह लगती है, लेकिन उसके पीछे वर्षों की रणनीतिक तैयारी और डिफेंस प्रिपेयर्डनेस की एक लंबी भूमिका रही है.
Union Minister of Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnaw inaugurated the country's first tempered glass manufacturing plant in UP's Noida today. This plant is a significant step towards promoting electronics manufacturing in India and strengthening the Make in India initiative. Mr. Vaishnaw said that India has made remarkable progress in electronics manufacturing over the years. He said that an electronics manufacturing ecosystem is taking shape in the country.
कि मेक इन इंडिया प्रोग्राम के तहत इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स मैन्युफैक्चरिंग देश में बहुत बड़ी मात्रा में पिछले 11 वर्षों में बढ़ी है. इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स प्रोडक्शन करीब 6 गुना बढ़ा है, इलेक्ट्रॉनिक्स एक्सपोर्ट्स करीब 8 गुना बढ़ा है इन 11 वर्षों में. एक एक करके चाहे मोबाइल हो, लैपटॉप हो, सर्वर्स हो, हार्डवेयर के दूसरे कम्पोनेंट्स हो, राउटर्स हो, उन सब की मैन्युफैक्चरिंग भारत में स्टार्ट हुई है. वन बाय वन सभी कम्पोनेंट्स भारत में बनने लगे हैं. आज जो मोबाइल फोन में यूज होने वाला टेम्पर्ड ग्लास कवर होता है वो ये प्लांट का आज इनॉग्रेशन है. तो स्टेप बाय स्टेप वैल्यू एडिशन भारत में बढ़ता जा रहा है.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today reached Tianjin in China to participate in the 25th summit of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. The summit will begin tomorrow. China is hosting the SCO summit for the fifth time with President Xi Jinping chairing the proceedings. More than 20 heads of state and 10 leaders of international organizations are expected to attend. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. India's GDP grows to a five-quarter high of 7.8 in first quarter of financial year 2025-26. Kezoma Village organizes first edition of Millet Festival. Vike Osu highlights importance of balancing modern and traditional farming. Prime Minister Narendra Modi concludes two-day productive visit to Japan. And Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla calls for setting up SC and ST welfare committees in all states. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.